Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Leap year? Use that extra day wisely. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
A memorial wall in Glasnevin Cemetery unveiled in 2016 to remember all of those who died during the Irish Revolution. It's been vandalised for a second time. Ronan McCreevy, reporter with the Irish Times, has the story and joins me now to tell us more. And Ronan, what happened and when did it happen?
It happened at about 3:40 a.m. on Tuesday morning. We think maybe four to five intruders were involved. They used sledgehammers on the writing on the wall and also daubed it in paint.
Was that specific in terms of the way they vandalised it, or was it just wanton damage?
Well, from what I understand, there were specific names on the walls of British soldiers who would have been killed in the Easter Rising, whose names were directly targeted. But I think the level of vandalism was such that some of the names of the Irish volunteers were also removed from the wall.
And it's not the first time.
No, it was also targeted in April 1917. Not as serious an attack. There was paint thrown over the memorial at that time. But this is a much more sinister development now.
As well as being a reporter with the Irish Times, you're a historian. You were first, I think, with the RIC story. What's going on here, Ronan?
I just think that there's a desire, really, to this wall was set up as a memorial in the modern tradition, which is to remember everybody who dies in armed conflicts. There's an international trend towards that now. It's inspired by the Ring of Remembrance in northern France that remembers all the men who died in France in the First World War, including those from Germans who died. There's a lot of people in Ireland who are uncomfortable with that. They don't believe that there should be any memorial or any remembrance of anybody who was on the enemy side, so to speak, who died, British soldiers or RIC men, DMP or Black and Tans.
So I know that the Glasnevin authorities, the Glasnevin Trust, had plans to add names to this wall and those the RIC members who died. Have they now revisited that?
Well, they haven't added any names since the end of 1918, so the names are up to 1918. The original plan was to include everybody who died in chronological order right up to the end of 1923. I don't think those plans are going to go ahead now. Mm. They're only up to 1918. So I think that it's really a question that I have to direct at Glasnevin Trust, but I suspect, given the level of vandalism involved and the rumpus over the RIC commemorations, that something that you would be fairly brave to go ahead with at this stage, I'd say. Mm,
that they will have to look again. They have CCTV. Any word on the investigation?
No, just the Gardaí are looking at the CCTV footage, although it's because it's in the middle of the night, it's obviously not as easy a thing to find people. But, I mean, I don't think anybody was prosecuted or caught for the last incident, so it's going to be, I'd say, pretty difficult to find the culprits who are involved in this.
Ronan, as we are in an election cycle, you have a story currently in the Irish Times. It's in the most read column of Irish Times stories at the moment, and it's about how the 1932 general election echoes the current one. Tell us about it.
Yeah, there's some remarkable similarities. Well, I mean, it was the most important election in Irish history, the election in which Fianna Fáil won the election, basically, although they didn't get an overall majority, and there was a change of government. Fianna Fáil attacked Cumann na Gael in the ways in which the modern Fianna Fáil party attacks Fine Gael, accused them of being elitist, out of touch, wasteful of public money. The Shannon scheme, the famous Ard na Chruach a Dam, was the flagship scheme of the early state. It ran three times over budget. And there was also a row over RIC pensions as to exactly who was supposed to pay them, the Irish state or the British state. Fianna Fáil was an analogous situation with Sinn Féin now. As you remember, they came out the wrong side of the Civil War and was perceived that they were being controlled by a secret army, the IRA, and this was a relentless source of sort of posters and propaganda by Cumann na Gael. I mean, we have the famous Shadow of a Gunman poster, but there's also a poster of De Valera with a gun in his back, and it's an IRA man that's carrying the revolver. And the idea, of course, is that De Valera was in hock to secret shadowy forces at the time, which is the IRA. So as you can imagine, there's history is repeating itself as far as I can see in the 2020 general
indeed
election.
Ronan, thank you. And the posters themselves are actually amazing, and people can see them on the Irish Times website. Ronan McCreevy, thank you very much indeed for joining us.